All right. We're going to go.
All right, test. All right. All right, we're here with Greg Anderson, provisional number one qualifier after our first qualifying session here on Friday night. Driver of the HendrickCars.com Chevy Camaro Pro Stock car with a 6.536 ET 200th ahead of Kyle Koreski. 2000, sorry. I can't read my own writing.
200th
of
a mile.
I mean,
he's awesome, not that awesome.
Not that awesome, okay. One key note from this qualifying session is you did pick up 2 points on Erica. I know that that battle is hopefully going to run down to the wire here. What does it mean to have something like that happen during this first qualifying session here?
Absolutely. Every point is going to be important. There's no question that this deal is going to go down to Pomona, and every single point you get on the way is going to be important. So it always puts a smile on your face when they say you were low ET for the round. It doesn't matter if you got the pole or not. If you get the 3 points, that's what it's all about. So we got as many points as we could get today, and we'll have to go back and work on it a little tomorrow. The weather's going to be even better tomorrow, so these cars are going to pick up again tomorrow. It's going to be faster tomorrow, so that pole's not safe, and we're going to have to come out and give it all we got tomorrow to get those 3 points and try and keep that pole. So should be interesting. It's wonderful out here. These are great race conditions. Going to be even better tomorrow. This is what we as pro stock lovers race, racers love. And, you know, it's fun when it's like this. So we're having fun out there.
One other important note that Kevin brought up to me before. This track is very special because it is the last race track that Warren Johnson ever won a pro stock race at. You just tied his all-time wins record with your win last week. What would it mean for you to break that record here?
I did not know that. That's kind of cool. It would be cool if I could find a win.
I do.
I remember Warren getting lucky like all day long.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But it doesn't matter. He got the win here in St. Louis. So, yeah, that would be cool. I didn't know that. Somebody's nice job, Kev.
Kevin.
Nice job. Kevin Bloom. You know, if and when it happens, it's going to be a special day no matter where it happens. But obviously, knowing that now, that's even a little extra cherry on top of the game. So it's fun out there right now. And I know I'm supposed to be worried about trying to win a championship, but how can you not think about this record? And the good thing about it is, to beat the record, I have to win a race. To win a race, that means I get the most points for the event. So it all works together. So that's the game plan, trying to find a way to win the race and get as many points as I can. And that'll go a long ways toward the championship.
Well, thank you very much. You have one?
As far as the championship, you've been in these tight battles many times. Erica has a few, but some of the younger guys like Dallas and Kyle, do you have an edge on those guys that maybe haven't seen this sort of pressure before?
I'd like to think so, but no. They don't fear anything, and I've been saying that all year long. They have no fear. They could care less that the guy in the other lane's got 97 wins or one win. They don't care, and they're just out to win. They're out for blood. So that's what's good about them. That's what's going to make them great racers, and I appreciate that. I respect it. I appreciate it, and that's honestly the way you should race. So, yeah, that experience – that's not going to do any good with that. But as far as, you know, managing track conditions and trying to make good runs in these race cars, there's a lot goes into it. And hopefully that experience pays off for me that way. And, you know, I can gain a thou or two that way because these guys are – they get up on the wheel, Kev. You can see it every weekend, and they're a challenge every race, let me tell you.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Greg, and hopefully we see you back here tomorrow night.